Spokesperson has responded to the petition to secede peacefully from the United States and has basically told everybody, yeah, you're stuck here. And alleged or, you know, kind of suggested that if someone did decide to try to secede, that they might just go ahead and kill some folks. 855-450-FREE is your toll-free number. You may bring up whatever's on your mind. Are you surprised by that? You surprised by that response? Did you think that they were just going to say, oh, 25,000 people are wondering if they can secede? Sure thing. Hey, have a nice day. See you later.
Well, it certainly puts a it puts a fine point on the statement that Barack Obama made previously, which is that, well, that's what the state is a an organization
of violence.
Yeah, an organization that claims the monopoly privilege on the use of violence. I mean, really, what else is the state but an organization that claims the monopoly privilege on the use of violence? This is not a statement that we made up here on Free Talk Live. This is a statement that people who are educated on the ideas of human freedom understand. This is the truth.
Indeed. We're going to continue with you and your thoughts. We've been all over talking about secession and the Civil War, Abraham Lincoln, slavery, etc. Let's go back to Mike. He's listening in Tucson to XM's Extreme Talk. Mike, go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, this is what I'm hoping I can get out of here. This is kind of has to do with what we're talking about, but a couple weeks ago, I'm a truck driver also, and I listen to a show on Sundays called Gun Talk with Tom Gresham.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple Sundays ago, Tom was on, and this was right after it said that there's going to be gun control, and everybody was really excited about it. I mean, in a scared way and kind of nervous and speculating on what was going to happen. And some people called in and said, oh, well, what if we revolt? And Tom said, well, even if 1% of the gun owners in America revolt, that would be a sizable force, 800,000 people roughly. There's 800,000 law enforcement. I'm just saying, that's what he said. So another guy calls in and says, well, Tom, what are you going to do if they come to take your guns? And Tom Gresham, who's talking about, you know, rising up against it, he says, well, I've got kids. I've got grandkids. I've got a business to think about. You know, and I thought to myself, what a fraud and a phony. But then I'm thinking also, all these people, they want to do change, want to protest, they want to fill out documents on the online website. You know what? All protesting is going to do, and it's been proven, is get your skull cracked. It does nothing. They don't care anymore.
That's right.
You really want to be all in? You want to go balls out on this thing? You go into your human resources department tomorrow, and you tell her you want to make a change on your tax paperwork, and you write exempt, and you don't fill out that thing every year, the federal tax form. I've told you guys this before. I'm 40 years old, and I've never filled one of those out.
It's heroic.
I've always done exempt, and now I work for a carrier that a small company, and each pays $10.99. So I got an extra $1,600 a month coming in.
Excellent.
I've got several guns I never thought I'd be able to afford since I had this job.
Well, hold on just a second, Mike. If you're in on the road all the time, where do you put these guns?
I've got a house too. I'm married.
Okay. All right.
I've got a
I fully support what you're saying, Mike. I think people do need to man up and do actually put themselves on the line, put something on the line. You know, I understand everybody's got something to lose. Most people listening to this show tonight have something to lose. And if you don't have anything to lose, then what the hell are you waiting for? But most people do have something to lose. But and that's normally how they get you. It's I've got kids. Oh,
right,
I've got a job.
Here.
I've got a business. But you know, the people that actually did secede from Great Britain, the people that supported that secession, they put it all on the line. They put their property on the line. They put their freedom on the line. They put their families on the line. And for some of them, it didn't work out. And hopefully we would do better today because, as I was pointing out, we've got the Internet. We've got the ability to be our own media. And the government is more concerned, I think, today, locally, with its own legitimacy. I mean, already most Americans don't have any love for Congress. What, 9, 8, 9? 9% approval ratings, things like that. So I think that the time is now. It's ripe for people to start talking about secession. And what you're basically describing is personal secession, declaring one's personal independence from the state. And I fully support it. Mike, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you. One of the things you can do, by the way, if you'd like to declare your personal independence, is go to ShireSociety.com, where we actually have the Shire Society Declaration. Now, Mark, you have not signed this document, but I have, and as have many dozens, if not hundreds, of other individuals. It's impossible to know how many people have signed it, because you can print out your own declaration and sign it personally, and you know, you don't have to share that with anybody. Or you can, you know, sign it digitally online, and that way the whole world can see your signature. So it's up to you, but it's your own personal declaration of independence saying that you, you know, you don't have any use for this state concept anymore, the idea that it's somehow okay for other human beings to tell their fellow peaceful man and woman what to do and how to live. And I find that very objectionable, and I, you know, as has Mike, I have not been paying taxes for quite a long time myself. And I'm proud of that. I am not interested in supporting war. I'm not interested in supporting the violence of the state, the imprisoning of innocent, peaceful people all around this country, the killing of innocent people all around the world. I won't participate in it. And you know what? If you have some conviction, then put some action behind it.
You know, I feel the same way. I'm just not willing to, you know, make that decision. I mean, I've got, like they said, I've got a four-year-old going on five, and I've got a wife to whom I made a commitment, and I don't feel like I can just go ahead and say, yep, I'm not paying these people anything anymore in order to do their you know, killing people around the world with remote control airplanes and all the kind of things that I find evil and reprehensible. Not willing to do it, but...
Well, I mean, I hope you can't support that evil for very much longer, Mark. I don't know I don't know how much more they have to do to lose your support. But
they
don't
have my support.
Well, they've got your money, and that's good enough.
They have my you know, they have me cowering.
Yeah, 855-450-FREE. I guess the question is, what will it take to get you to stop cowering? Will there ever be a point at which you will decide that you've had enough and will stand up? That's the question. I'm not asking you to answer that, Mark. I'm just asking you to the universe, you to the listener, what will it take for you to do something, I believe is what the Libertarian Party's presidential candidate in 2004 has been quoted by saying, Michael Badnarik. What will it take? How far do they have to go? It's not far enough. The, you know, multi-trillion dollar federal government, all the killings, now the drones coming to your city. Drones very soon could be flying through your city's airspace. How about occupation by American troops? How about that? Would that push it to the brink? What would it take? I'm not advocating violence. I don't think that will work. I think that violence is the worst thing you can possibly do. But non-cooperation, peaceful civil disobedience, speaking out in whatever way you possibly can, and maybe, you know, if you are in the cowering position, maybe you can sneak some money to the people who aren't cowering. Maybe there's something you can do quietly to support the people. Because remember, back in the back in the day of the original secession from Great Britain, there were some people that were out in front. They were the ones that were taking the brunt of the force of the state.
Yep.
But there were supporters. They were the people that were willing to hide you if you needed to be hidden. They
willing
were
to give all kinds of money.
Right. Willing to give money. Willing to give supplies, willing to feed somebody. So there can still be a role for the people that aren't really willing to step forward and stand up for themselves. But I think at some point, you should be willing to put something on the line if you ever really want to have a chance at freedom. Oh, by the way, Mark, since you did bring it up, I did bring up the clip here.
The core of our military's relationship to the nation and how accountability is structured. I think you are privatizing something that is what essentially sets a nation state apart, which is the monopoly on violence.
There you have it. He's made it crystal clear. That's
right.
What it is. That's what government
is. It's not crazy libertarians on the radio that say that the nation state is the monopoly on violence. It's the President of the United States said that.
Let's go to Jerry, listening in Arkansas. You're on Free Talk Live. Jerry.
How you doing? Yeah, a couple of things. I heard that Montana and Wyoming, I heard this yesterday, just recently signed laws for the state that said that if any federal agency or agents came in to take any guns at all, they would be put in jail or, anyway, up to 25 years in jail and a huge fine.
Very interested in this happening, but the fact is that this, you know, these kind of sort of random picking off of Americans guns has been happening for decades.
I hope you're right, though, Jerry.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call tonight, man.
Hang on, stand by.
We'll bring you back here. Hang on. 855-453. Jerry had a little bit more. We'll get back to Jerry and your calls, your thoughts as well. 855-453 is the toll-free number. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Sets a nation state apart, which is the monopoly on violence.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibes. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and a clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Vibes. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered. And corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from Mother's ingenuity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 855-453. We're talking about secession, and what is the solution? Are you afraid by the U.S. federal government's threats, the veiled threats that are in their response to the various secession petitions that had been posted on whitehouse.gov? 855-450-FREE, or your thoughts in general on secession, or whatever's on your mind. You can take control of the airwaves. That's why we call this show Free Talk Live. Want to invite you to our website. You can get interactive there. Grab archives. We've got a bunch of them. They go all the way back to late 2006. Just click and download. They're yours. Right there on the front page of the website, you can grab the last 7 days' worth, and then go in the archives section to go back for years' worth of Free Talk Live. Plus, there's our SoundCloud page, which allows you to download even more than just the archives. The archives are there, but plus you get the Edgington Post interview series that Mark has been doing for the last couple of years. You'll also find those and some other interviews that we've been involved in over at soundcloud.freetalklive.com. Or if you're already at freetalklive.com, look on the left-hand side of the site under Listen and Share, and you'll find our SoundCloud link right there for you. It's all free.
If you're looking to get precious metals, either gold or silver, a lot of people are looking to do that right now. There are a lot of good reasons to do it, either as a hedge against inflation, to protect the wealth you've got, or as an investment to grow wealth, or as a barter currency in case things get bad with the U.S. dollar, and it certainly looks like they might. We've teamed up with Midas Resources. They've been our syndicate, and we've been doing business with them for more than 10 years here at Free Talk Live. And we're offering you some very special hand-picked pieces. Go to gold.freetalklive.com, and you can take a look there. These are pieces that are easy to comparison shop. You want to comparison shop before you buy any gold anywhere. Go to gold.freetalklive.com. We make it easy for you. If you want to shop using the telephone, there's a telephone number there. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
Jerry is back with us. You said you had another thought you wanted to share. Go ahead, Jerry. What's on your mind?
Oh, yeah. I don't know if you've seen this thing that's been tweeted around, and there's a couple of YouTube videos about it. It's called a U.S. shootout. And what it is on February 15th at 12 o'clock Central, they're telling people to shoot their semi-automatics in their backyards at targets or on the target range at least 10 rounds. You heard anything about that?
No, that's news to me. I would suggest that people, in urban areas, there may be laws against shooting off rifles and such in your backyard.
In Arkansas, so anything's legal here, just about.
Very nice. I don't know if we would be able to do that in Keene, New Hampshire. In New Hampshire, you'd be able to do it. Mark, where you live, out in the woods, you'd be able to do it. In fact, people fire weapons. But in urban areas, there tend to be restrictions against that sort of thing. So you may, if you want to turn it into civil disobedience, that's cool. But make sure you know what you're getting into before you participate in something like that.
Just wonder if you heard anything. Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Jerry. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Alex, listening in Charlottesville to WCHV in Virginia. Hey, Alex.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, certainly not secession and revolution. Quiet revolution, I do believe in.
All right.
But what's on my mind is this. I got a question for you guys. If every retiree in America, and I mean the guy making $10 an hour working, washing dishes in the restaurant, if he's making that much, and the guy making $250,000 a year, if every retiree had $1 million fund to retire on, what would you need Medicare and Social Security for?
I guess you wouldn't need them. I mean, they'd be fine, right?
Okay. How much of the future prediction on our debt is because of overspending on Medicare and Social Security going broke?
It's huge. There's trillions upon trillions, dozens of trillions of dollars.
I've heard by 2050, 100 and some trillion or something like that. But if everybody had their own pot of gold, so to speak, you wouldn't need those programs, and therefore the nation would not continue building its debt.
What are you suggesting, though?
Okay. You take the guy paying $10 an hour. He's paying $25 a week into Social Security, and his employer is paying another $25 a week into Social Security.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's twice what is necessary if you start at age 20 you can pay in $25 a week into your own retirement fund, and you'll have $1 million by the time you retire. And that works by the money going into reasonable investments.
Well, now, before you go on, when I answered the question, I thought we were talking about $1 million today. But if a 20-year-old started this today, they're going to end up with $1 million in
25 years.
Right, in 2050 or something.
Okay, well, you're going to have to phase out the old system and phase in the new system. And I'm figuring in 40 or 50 years, everybody will have private accounts, and there won't be any Social Security necessary anymore as it stands today. That program will become useless.
Well, it's darn close. It's going to phase itself out at some point or another. It's just going to be so, it's going to provide so little money that it's not going to be useful.
Well, that's true. That's because the number of workers is shrinking and the retirees are growing because mm-hmm. medical science keeps them alive longer.
We got to keep out those immigrants, though.
Right, and of course it is a Ponzi scheme, so as it continues to become more top-heavy, the less sustainable it is.
Okay, well, we all know the bad aspects of the current system. What I'm saying is if you just simply look at it's a fact that if you take $25 a week starting at age 20, by the time you hit 65, if you've put that in a reasonable, diversified investment, and I'm only talking about two funds, a total market index fund mm-hmm. and, for stocks and a total market bond fund
right.
for the bonds. You do a 60-40 split. By the time you're going to get the average of a 10% return that the market has given us since 1932.
It's not hard to do better than Social Security. What do they give you, a 1% if you manage to actually collect, if you live long enough to get to the point of collecting?
They gave you anything.
Well, yeah. it's the equivalent of 1% is what the average individual receives.
Right, and that's today, right? It's not necessarily going to be true in
another... Plus, you can't pass it on to your heirs.
Yeah. Hey, Alex, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's go to Dr. Vaughn, listening in Vegas. Hey, Dr. Vaughn.
Hi, gentlemen. I appreciate I was first-time listener.
Are you listening online or on the radio?
On the radio.
Excellent. I'm glad to hear about that. Go ahead, sir.
Yes. One of the things is you guys are spot on, even if you don't have three PhDs like myself in these areas. I did write a book recently called Abraham Lincoln and the Communist Revolution. But I noticed a number of inaccuracies by your listeners tonight, and I wanted to cover a couple of those small points.
Calm down.
I happen to be the great-great-grandson of the last Confederate general to surrender. I also happen to be the CEO of a barter exchange.
Hmm.
And I was also the one that started the secession petition for Nevada.
Oh, excellent, excellent. So, what I'd like you to do, Dr. Vaughn, is stand by. We will bring you back here in a moment so you can continue your thoughts at that time. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Want to welcome our listeners in the Vegas area. We've got a new affiliate that's kind of unofficial. We're on a test-run basis there, so welcome aboard. 855-450-FREE, you take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Never before has there been a nail hardener that requires no drying time. The all-natural herbal blends of Nails of Steel can help eliminate cracking, splitting, hangnails, and other nail problems with virtually no drying time. Nails of Steel is hypoallergenic and biodegradable, and is so easy to use you can keep it at the home or at the office. Just massage this rich, creamy herbal lotion over your natural or polished nails, and within the first week you will begin to notice your nails looking healthier and strengthening.
My fingernails were always chipped, and then I started using Nails of Steel. Today my nails are healthy and strong, and they look like I just walked out of the salon.
Nails of Steel is also used by men. Men work hard, and our hands can show it.
I used to have split, broken nails. With Nails of Steel, I can work hard, be rough, and still have strong nails, keep my hands looking groomed.
You don't have to be a female to want Nails of Steel. Everyone wants a good-looking pair of hands. And broken, chipped, and damaged nails can be painful. Go to nailsofsteel.com for healthy, manicured-looking nails. Nailsofsteel.com for the salon in a bottle. That's nailsofsteel.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Secession, the Civil War, Abraham Lincoln, or you bringing up whatever's on your mind. Take control, 855-450-FREE. And we've talked a lot about bitcoins on this program, but give you a basic and a little summary of what they are. It's a decentralized currency. It's digital. It's online. It is decentralized in that there's no central company. There's no corporation behind this. This is not a government currency. It is not located in an office.
It's as central as silver for a currency. It's as centralized as gold. I mean, you know, like nobody's saying that gold or silver are worth anything. It's a commodity-based currency, but it's an online commodity-based currency.
And it's working. It's been around for a few years now, and it keeps getting more popular over time as more people find new ways to use it.
Volume always is always increasing.
It's an open-source project as well, so it's completely vettable. You can, if you know programming, you can go in and read the source code to make sure that it is, you know, quality code, that you can trust it. So it's, you know, it's trustworthy, and the people that are using it know it because they keep using it. It keeps getting more valuable. It's the most valuable currency in the world right now. Just jumped up to over $14 per Bitcoin, $14 per Bitcoin. And I'm excited about it. If you're interested in getting your hands on some of them, or at least your digital hands, how do you do it?
BitInstant.com. They make it it's the fastest, safest, and easiest way to get bitcoins. You just go to BitInstant.com. All you have to do there is, show how you want to fund your account, where your account is, and make a deposit. It's that easy. They make it very simple for you at BitInstant.com. And you can do this in more than 30 countries around the world, in more than a million locations, including right at your computer at home. BitInstant.com.
Let's continue here. Dr. Vaughn is listening in Las Vegas, Nevada. Dr. Vaughn, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes.
Please so continue.
We were talking about the Lincoln's inaugural address a little bit earlier.
Yes, sir.
And as you know, before he did the inaugural address, the Republican-controlled Congress passed the moral tariff. We didn't have income taxes back then. We got the federal revenue through tariffs. And they passed that tariff increase, which increased tariffs by 250%. But 80% of our revenue was being created by tariffs, primarily through agricultural exports like cotton by the South.
Mm-hmm.
So he wanted the states to remain, the southern slave states, to remain in the Union because of the economic aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you could restrict slavery just to the states that currently it existed in and continue to add more free states like Kansas and West Virginia and Nevada and so forth, then you would be able to pass his proposed 13th Amendment by having eventually three-quarters of the states would be free states, and they would just simply eliminate it. And so the South saw the writing on the wall, so to speak, that this was more Lincoln was an expert at sophism, as we call it, that people saw that, you know, he's really an abolitionist. He's saying, I'm not going to interfere with slavery where it now exists.
Mm-hmm.
But the reverse of that is we're going to prohibit it from being in any new state, such as California and any of the New Mexico or any of the new states in the West that would be coming in.
He's playing word games.
And pretty soon we'll have three-quarters of the states, and we'll just eliminate slavery that way. Now, the next thing I noticed was we were talking about Fort Sumter. By the agreement of 1805, that fort, unlike most forts, remained a state of South Carolina property and could only be garrisoned by federal troops with South Carolina permission. So they had already seceded. So the occupation of that fort after they on Christmas Day by the federal troops was an act of war because it was not a federal fort. It was a South Carolina, Republic of South Carolina fort, and was not federal property, unlike Fort Pickens, which was a federal property. Seward had issued an order, as well as Secretary of Floyd, to vacate that fort, and there were agreements on that. One gentleman talked about the firing on the fort. A lot of people are not aware that 15 warships and 4,000 troops were already on their way from New York to reinforce the fort. So it was really a military necessity that they must. It would have been much more bloodshed. There was no bloodshed at all. They fired on the fort, and nobody was killed in the firing on the fort and the surrender of the fort. But had they waited for 4,000 troops to reinforce,
there might have been some bloodshed, huh?
Maybe there would have been a lot of bloodshed. So Jefferson Davis was looking at the way of doing the least amount of bloodshed. One of the things I wanted to bring up was the history professor. You know, a lot of these people, I had three PhDs, but I learned more from independent research.
Mm-hmm.
And she was incorrect. The Republican Party was not founded in 1856. It was founded in Ripon, Wisconsin, 2 years before that, 1854.
That's right.
All five founding members were members of the Communist Party. People are not aware of that.
I'm not surprised.
James Earl Bove, and he did it at the instigation of Horace Greeley, who was the publisher of the New York Tribune and published the original 50,000 copies of the Communist Manifesto.
When was that published?
That was 1848.
Okay, there you go. I'm looking it up now. There it is, 1848.
We actually had Daryl Perry from FPP.cc. He dropped in during one of the news breaks to tell us about the 1854 thing, that discrepancy, but he also pointed out something else to us about the founding of the party, and it's escaping me at
that
the moment.
That Lincoln was the second nominee, that the first one was...
She had said that...
Fremont was the presidential nominee.
John Fremont, was it?
Yes, John Fremont.
Right. She had said that Lincoln was their first nominee, and that was not a true statement also.
That was not true either.
She was kind of,
he finished second to William Dayton for the vice presidential nomination in 1856, and then he was the But the key thing on all this was that the 27 revolutions that failed in Europe of 1848, where do you think all of these communist revolutionaries came? 4 million of them came to the United States because we had no immigration laws at the time. And so Lincoln and others who were supporters of the communist revolutions, you have to remember that Lincoln and his law associate Edward Baker, who rode in the buggy with him at Inauguration Day in 1861 there, were both members of Robert Owens' Communist New Harmony, Indiana commune.
Interesting history, Dr. Vaughn. I do appreciate your call and thoughts tonight. 855-450-FREE. Let's continue and talk to Raymond, who is also in Nevada, listening on XM Satellite Radio's Extreme Talk. Hey, Raymond.
Hey, guys. I love your show.
Welcome.
Listen every night. Y'all are like family to me. Get me
thanks.
Down the road.
Appreciate you being out there, and thanks for your service. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, I'm not worried about the government taking our guns because they can't find 15 million illegal aliens. And they find 300 million guns.
That's a good point.
Yeah, there's more guns than there are people.
That's right. So y'all have a good night.
Great point, Raymond. Thanks for waiting so long to make that one with us.
Sad part is that when you use that gun to defend yourself, then they've got you. You know,
yeah.
I mean, because the person, the righteous person, waits around until the law comes and you know, everything gets kind of cleaned up and the paperwork's done and things like that. But you're like, hey, how'd this guy end up with this big bullet hole in him? Oh, no idea.
Matt is listening to WEEO-FM in Pennsylvania. Hey, Matt, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I guess.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I wanted to expand a little bit on the discussion about the Civil War and the history around it.
Sure.
But going back to when Andrew Jackson was president, you had the Whig Party, which had pretty much the same platform as Lincoln's Republican Party, which was Northern industrial protectionism with the high tariffs and anti-slavery populism. And in this, they passed a high tariff, which John C. Calhoun in South Carolina, he did some nullification of that, and Andrew Jackson. And the troops in. He right away for a while until Lincoln became president, picked up the same mantle, and when it came to what issue he was going to sell out, the populist slavery issue, or the doing the work for the Northern industrialists, of course, the Northern industrialists won. And the high tariffs is what they wanted.
Yeah, the fact is that revolutions before and after the United States, the Revolutionary War, were relatively commonplace. There were dozens of these revolutionary incidents around the country. And the fact of the matter is the Civil War put those things to rest for quite some time. The people were scared.
There's more coming up. You can stand by, Matt, if you got further thoughts. I got to say, I really enjoy all this information coming out tonight. It's Free Talk Live. Appreciate our callers.
Do you snore? Do you share a room with someone whose snoring keeps you up at night? Finally, for the first time ever, you can put a stop to snoring instantly with Snorebreak. Snorebreak is not a nose or mouthpiece, it's not a drug, and it's not a procedure. Snorebreak is a patented liner that goes beneath the pillowcase and reduces snoring from the very first night. The secret is a fusion of natural extracts that dramatically improve breathing. Snorebreak is comfortable, easy, and virtually undetectable. Snorebreak works, and right now we're sending risk-free trials to listeners in your area. Call 1-800-467-7305. Don't suffer one more sleepless night. Whether it's light snoring or heavy snoring, Snorebreak will help put a stop to it the very first night. Hurry and take part in this limited-time risk-free trial. Call 1-800-467-7305. That's 1-800-467-7305. Call 1-800-467-7305.
Never before has there been a nail hardener that requires no drying time. The all-natural herbal blends of Nails of Steel can help eliminate cracking, splitting, hangnails, and other nail problems with virtually no drying time. Nails of Steel is hypoallergenic and biodegradable, and it's so easy to use you can keep it at the home or at the office. Just massage this rich, creamy herbal lotion over your natural or polished nails, and within the first week, you will begin to notice your nails looking healthier and strengthening.
My fingernails were always chipped, and then I started using Nails of Steel. Today, my nails are healthy.
healthy and strong, and they look like I just walked out of the salon.
Nails of Steel is also used by men. Men work hard, and our hands can show it.
I used to have split, broken nails. With Nails of Steel, I can work hard, be rough, and still have strong nails, keep my hands looking groomed.
You don't have to be a female to want Nails of Steel. Everyone wants a good-looking pair of hands. And broken, chipped, and damaged nails can be painful. Go to nailsofsteel.com for healthy, manicured-looking nails. Nailsofsteel.com for the salon in a bottle. That's nailsofsteel.com.
US, one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Moments remain, but enough time for you and your thoughts. If you dial in now at 855-450-FREE, you can get your thoughts in on anything you want. It doesn't have to be related to secession or the Civil War. And as I was saying before we went to break, I've been learning all kinds of stuff tonight about the Civil War and things that were happening back then. And I have to say,
every time we do one of these historical type shows, and you know, one tries to know of this information, but everybody knows a little bit, little something different, and they add to it. There's no way for me to be an authority on this, and I really don't try to be an authority. I just try to be educated on it, and I love talking about it.
Yeah, I'm grateful for everybody and their thoughts tonight. Thanks for chiming in. 855-450-FREE, still enough time for your thoughts here at Free Talk Live. You can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com, where you actually can control the content of the website. So you can control the airwaves by calling in. You can control the website by submitting content to it. You find something online you want to share with us, you submit it as show prep at freetalklive.com. It appears on the upcoming stories page, then must receive a certain number of votes to be promoted right up to the front page of the website, where more people will see it, including us, making it more likely we'll talk about it on these radio waves. So go to freetalklive.com to do that. Our caller dropped off the line. We've got Jeffrey in South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live, Jeffrey.
Hey, I like your show a whole lot anyway. You talk about some kind of maybe organized participation in a nonviolent protest by not paying taxes to support the invasion of all these countries we've been invading for the false reasons our government tells us we're invading.
Sure.
And I'd like to be interested in something like that, participating in something like that.
Well, what I would suggest to you is to go and check out the Free State Project. Have you heard about it?
I have not, no.
Go to freestateproject.org. It's not a particularly an anti-tax movement, but what it is a group of people who love the ideas of liberty, that is your right to live your life how you want, so long as you don't harm anyone else. And the statement of intent of the Free State Project is that 20,000 people will move together to New Hampshire in order to exert the fullest practical effort to achieve a government that is the maximum role of this government would be the protection of life, liberty, and property. So that means the government could be even smaller than that. But to get the government out of people's lives, to stop aggressing against peaceful people, and a lot of people up here as part of the Free State Project are supporters of the idea of non-cooperation, are supporters of the idea of not paying taxes and withdrawing one's consent from the federal and state and local governments. So I think that might be something that would be up your alley. Does it sound like something you might be interested in?
Well, I'd like it to get more, you know, a lot more specific than that, but
there's 101 reasons over at freestateproject.org to consider a move to New Hampshire. You can get as specific as you want there. There's a great forum in which you can get involved, and of course, if you're on Facebook, there's a Free State Project page there where people, you know, are asking questions and getting questions answered and things like that. Also, you might enjoy Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree. It's a movie that I was actually the executive producer of, and it's all about an individual who, you know, non-cooperative operates with the state and what it is that they do to him as a result of that. He does a variety of different non-cooperative acts, such as he rides a bicycle, he goes to court, he attempts to pack a marijuana pipe with some cannabis, and he has a dance party in a local park, and he's arrested multiple times for this and ends up with a 540-day jail sentence. The movie is a really great, I think, tool to open people's eyes to the oppression of the state. You can watch it for free over at victimlesscrimespree.com. And Jeffrey, thanks for your call and your thoughts tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. By the way, the Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree DVD, we're just about a week away from the actual release. So while you can go watch it online for free at victimlesscrimespree.com through YouTube, you can order the DVD, pre-order it for just $8.99. It's chock full of special features, two commentary tracks. We've got the question and answer session that was recorded at the actual movie premiere. And by the way, we mentioned the Free State Project and the Liberty Forum. The Victimless Crime Spree movie will be debuting. The director's cut, the first time it has ever been shown publicly, will be at the Liberty Forum. So that's exciting.
Yeah.
Plus, I confirmed with Derek Jay that he will be there for the Liberty Forum. So he will be there for the screening of his own film, which means he'll be able to, you know, give the introduction and maybe field some questions afterwards. And, of course, sign autographs. So if you haven't had a chance to meet Derek Jay, this would be a perfect chance for you to do that. And you can pre-order the movie on DVD so you can own your own copy, share it with your family, share it with your friends. You can do that over at order.victimlesscrimesfree.com. That takes you right to the Amazon ordering page. It's got the Free Talk Live code built into the page, so you don't have to worry about going through shop.freetalklive.com for this. You just go straight to order.victimlesscrimesfree.com, and you can hook yourself up with that. I'm excited, very excited about getting this out there. Let's go to JD. He's also listening in Vegas on the radio. JD, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, just picked up your show, enjoying it.
Welcome, sir.
I was very interested in that Dr. Vaughn, you know. He made a lot of great points, and a lot of people, you know, make Lincoln out to be this greatest president ever. And he, according to Dr. Walter Williams, a professor out of George Mason University, who's written extensively on Lincoln, how he's broken the Constitution, disobeyed the Constitution, how... you know, the Civil War was primarily caused because of the cotton and tariffs, and the South was going to be squeezed out, and that was the focal point of the war. And Lincoln, with his proclamation, didn't even carry weight in certain states. It was illegal because they were already free. I can't remember the entire thing about it,
mm-hmm.
but similar to our current president, who thinks that he can do things with the Constitution that are not allowed. Lincoln,
well, let's be honest. All of the presidents are like that, right? Like, they've all done unconstitutional, outrageous, oppression related things.
I agree, but Lincoln did a lot of harm.
It seems like history in the United States, which of course is taught by government schools, it seems like the most venerated of the presidents are the ones who've killed the most people. So Lincoln is so popular, apparently, and such a great president because he slaughtered the most innocent people.
Yeah, 500,000 people.
It's sick.
And, you know, I just had one thought. It occurred to me years ago. All the things that happened in the South after the Civil War and the Ku Klux Klan and all the bad things that happened. But, you know, if you extrapolate somebody that was born, that was in the Civil War in 1865 and was like 20 years old and survived, but lost a brother, an uncle, or a father, and his children, when they became men, maybe around 1905, and they had children about 1935, their grandfather was the direct descendant of the Civil War and their father. And those stories got passed along, you know, from 1890, 1920, and what have you, of all the things that happened bad in the South during the war and after the war. So there was a lot of reasons for animosity among Southerners. And I'm not a Southerner. I was in the service with a couple of them. And I got a history lesson how close they were to the Civil War. This is going back to 1963. But they were only one or two generations away from it.
Yeah, hate has,
you know, the moment,
hate has legs, and one has to break the cycle. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, I mean, it's painful. We've all experienced, you know, all kinds of terrible things in our lives. The South, you know, is not singular in that way. But people have to break that cycle, and they have to forgive.
Well, I think there's enough time now. But, you know, the wounds were still pretty fresh in the 1920s and 30s when all the bad things with the civil rights was happening. And like I said, there were mementos in those houses that they grew up in of their father and their grandfather and their brothers and their uncles and what have you that died in the Civil War. It wasn't something easy to just say, you know, it's over with.
JD, welcome aboard. We're brand new there in Vegas on KBET. We're on a trial basis. They're doing some reworking of their programming, and they're getting fresh programs.
What do you think you'll be on next?
Tomorrow night, actually. They're taking both our Saturday and Sunday shows. We're live on Sunday night. Mark will be here with Stephanie and Brian. And
keep listening. We're bound to offend you.
Yeah.
And if you like
time.
Four to
if you
seven
like the
Pacific,
show, give them a call.
It's 4 to 7 Pacific time. We'll be on Sunday night. I think they're taking us 5 to 7 on Saturday nights. And if you like the show, you like what, even if you don't like us, if you're listening, call the station during the week, KBET, and tell them thanks for airing Free Talk Live. And thank you for the call tonight, JD. Appreciate hearing from you. Yes, sir. So 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's how we do it here on Free Talk Live. We're not one of these corporate radio shows that crams, you know, content down radio stations' throats. A lot of these big shows, you know, like Sean Hannity, for instance. If a station takes Hannity, the company that carries him shoves another show down their throat, whether they wanted it or not. This station came to us, said, you know, our owner's never heard of you guys before, and he's not sure if he wants to, you know, keep the show. Can we just put you on for a few weeks and see how it goes? I said, yeah, absolutely. Put us on. So
right, a lot of these, a lot of shows, and I don't know which ones, but they have these long, lengthy contracts that you know, if you're going to carry, a day, you have to carry 3 years or whatever it is, and not pre-talk live.
So if you're in Vegas, you'll be hearing us on your weekends till further notice. Let's go to Red listening in Virginia and Charlottesville. Red, you got the last 20 seconds. Go quick.
My grandfather was born in 1903, and he taught me everything about the Civil War. Our families here went through it, and I'm only three generations away. I'm in my early 30s, and we know what we're dealing with in Washington, D.C. now because we dealt with it before.
I heard you, brother. I wish we had more time for you. You can call tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at night Eastern Time when we begin the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. Until then, enjoy your weekend and visit us at freetalklive.com.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Longevity.
Among the fats
the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.